You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sensus terakhir, pendengar, menunjukkan bahwa sekitar 1/5 warga Australia telah pernah menikah sebelumnya. Ini merupakan potret umum kehidupan keluarga modern di negeri ini. Di luar siap atau tidaknya Anda menikah lagi, akan ada kerumitan seiring dengan bertambahnya usia. Fitur khusus FIFA berikut ini disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Kehidupan Karen Pisk berubah secara dramatis ketika ia kehilangan suami tercintanya 8 tahun yang lalu. Tidak ingin menghabiskan sisa hidupnya sendirian, Pisk memutuskan untuk memulai hubungan yang baru. Ia menemukan solusi sempurna pada pasangannya saat ini, Ian Grodin, yang ia kenal sebagai teman keluarga.
I was very good friends of his wife, who tragically passed away 6 months after my husband. So we discovered that we had a lot more in common than we had thought when we were friends as couples. So it wasn't really long at all. We said, well, you're lonely and I'm lonely, we should get together and then neither of us will be lonely. And that's been the solution. We're not denying that we were married happily, both of us for 40 years.
Menjalani hubungan serius tidak lama setelah berakhirnya satu pernikahan yang panjang merupakan kejutan bagi keluarga Pisk. Ia mengaku menemui beberapa hambatan dari alokasi waktu antara keterlibatan keluarga hingga pertanyaan seputar keuangan.
We took things up as challenges and we almost, in inverted commas, muddled through. So that wasn't easy because all of a sudden we have a blended family.
Pengacara dari Australia Selatan, Dino Di Rosa, melihat pasangan yang lebih tua dalam hubungan de facto memiliki kemungkinan lebih besar dalam mempertimbangkan pernikahan yang kedua atau ketiga. Ia mengatakan banyak yang khawatir terkait dengan melindungi aset mereka dan juga kepentingan anggota keluarga.
If you move in together, the question is, what happens to the house title? What happens to bank accounts? Is the relationship a real partnership? That's when rights start to accrue. If you keep assets separate and your relationship is one of boyfriend and girlfriend, there's no cohabitation, no rights generally start to accrue.
Kita tidak dapat memprediksi masa depan, tetapi Di Rosa menyarankan bahwa setidaknya dalam jangka pendek, skenario terbaik adalah menjaga aset Anda secara terpisah.
You go 50-50 on things and it's pretty much a co-equal relationship. That's when I think it's more likely, especially in the short term, to be a situation where your assets are protected. In long term, circumstances change. One party might fall ill, aging. If you've lived together for 10, 20 years, there will be an issue of rights starting accruing in respect of assets held by the other party.
Psikolog klinis Elizabeth Shaw menjalankan Relationship Australia untuk negara bagian New South Wales. Ia mendorong pasangan untuk membahas hal-hal yang praktis guna menghindari percekcokan. Lagi pula, tidak selalu ada kesempatan untuk membangun kembali aset Anda jika hubungan tersebut tidak berhasil.
If you're looking at a new relationship and you're 58, you may be very concerned about losing that asset and you also might be concerned about losing the legacy for your children and seeing the things that you've carefully built up go out of the family to stepchildren and so on. So I think that does raise anxiety and not seeing that as unromantic and you don't trust me, but instead to say, look, that's a mature thing to do, to say, what sort of future do we want together? What are we both bringing to the table? How can we be practical about that so that we can get on with really enjoying each other?
Hasil sensus terakhir, pendengar, menunjukkan bahwa 1,8 dari setiap 1,000 pria dan 0,8 dari setiap 1,000 wanita berusia di atas 65 tahun memilih untuk mengakhiri pernikahan mereka. Menurut Shaw, menikah kembali di tahun-tahun berikutnya tidak selalu berhasil jika tidak siap sejak awal.
People have not properly worked through and resolved the issues from the first relationship. And I think that to take the time to really think to yourself, why did that breakup happen? What have I learned from that experience? Where am I up to in my own life? All of those sorts of deeper reflections and what do I want to offer a relationship and what do I want to get, rather than being really resolved in themselves that they're in a good place to repartner. Or it may be that the person is very ready and very resolved and has done all that work, but they marry someone who hasn't done that work.
Ekspektasi budaya juga dapat mempengaruhi keputusan seseorang untuk mencari awal baru setelah putus atau kehilangan pasangan. Shaw memperhatikan bahwa harapan orang lain bisa menjadi pencegah utama.
Families can really say, well, if you really love that person, you should be loyal to them for the rest of your life. Or when you're more advanced in life, sometimes your children weigh into it and they don't believe that you should have the chance to move on. I think there's a lot of ageism in our society, and that people in later life are not supposed to experience desire. And now you've got time to be a full grandmother or grandfather. Those expectations may not really fit what you want for your life.
Shaw mendorong orang untuk tidak menghindar dari rintangan ketika mempertimbangkan pernikahan yang baru.
We are relational beings and most people want to be close to others. It's certainly not the case that an intimate partner is the only way to feel good about yourself. There are some people who choose never to partner again and that's a very satisfying life. But for people that do want to repartner, although I'm naming a number of practical things like working with stepchildren and money and so on, these are just problems to be resolved. They're not things to put you off.
Karen Pisk tidak berniat untuk menikah lagi, tetapi ia mengatakan bersama Gordon adalah hal terbaik yang bisa ia lakukan untuk persahabatan yang dirindukannya.
A lot of people like living on their own, but if it is the case that you feel like you would like to have a new partner and shared experiences, then you wouldn't just sit back and let them fly through the window. Everything these days requires some measure of proactivity, and eventually something happens. And I would never say that you have to spend the rest of your life alone.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.